Here we go, turn it up now. You know it's about that time. Got lit times, good vibes for your drive. Release the stress, feeling your best. If you're ready to party, say yes. Carrie and Tommy about to go off.
Before each Carrie and Tommy podcast, Carrie and Tommy do a quick vibe check with each other. And with NIB's health check, you can check in on your health and get personalised insights to help focus and improve areas of your health. Live health first with NIB. Visit nib.com.au today. Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, it is. Welcome to it for your Thursday afternoon. How are we, guys?
We're good. How are you, Jesse?
Ah, living the dream, guys.
Are you?
Yeah.
Is that because we're going to Paris in a few weeks?
Yeah.
And we're taking fun people with us to
someone's
party.
Someone's going to win a trip tomorrow.
Mm, we're going to put one more person through today, so make sure you stand by your phone.
Yes.
Because we've got an interesting show coming up.
Next up, we're about to have an argument, which I think everybody will be on my side on. In fact, it's infuriating that,
I don't even want to have this argument. We've already had it off air a lot.
Well, why won't you just admit that I'm right? Also, later in the show, we're going to open a treasure. this treasure hasn't been opened for 6 months. We're talking about your backpack that you took hiking 6 months ago that has camping gear, hiking gear that you wore for seven days straight without a shower.
I assume it has that in it.
And you have not opened it since you got home. What else? Is there food in there from hiking?
I don't think so.
Just empty bottles.
Did it rain on the hike? Like, will it be wet and mild?
Yeah, it did. It snowed.
Oh, yuck.
And you dried out the stuff before you put it in your backpack? Anyway, we'll do that later in the show. But an argument is to come next, so stay with us.
Carrie and Tommy.
It's your Thursday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Sorry. We're just laughing because we're just about to talk.
We're about to have an argument.
We're about to have a one-sided
argument. We're about to have an argument that we had yesterday that I thought we should bring on air, and then I just said 10 seconds to go, I can't now remember what the argument was.
Yes. And I've tried to move this item out of today's show.
No,
we're not moving.
I remember what the item was about. I just can't remember how we got involved in having this conversation.
Should we go on to the next thing?
No, we were talking about paninis and focaccias because we had a panini at work and you called it a focaccia.
Yep. Strap in. Strap in, everybody. This is good stuff.
This argument
was due 20 years ago when people still ate them.
No, you were saying that a focaccia was a panini.
How dare I?
You know what you don't know? Your breads. Idiot.
Yeah, no, he should be brought to task on this.
No.
I'm going to simmer on it for 24 hours.
Please now engage in the conversation.
The rage is
you
the
made
only
me
thing
Google pictures of them.
No. I just Googled what panini was and it said it's just an Italian term for any sandwich.
I know.
And then showed you the images and you only zoomed in on the ones of the focaccias.
That's where the conversation. So, Tommy thinks that any sandwich is called a panini.
Not Tommy thinks. He looked it up.
And I was saying anecdotally in life, when you go to a sandwich shop, you could get a panini, you could get a sandwich, or you could get a focaccia. They're not all paninis just because they're a sandwich.
I'm looking up panini, that thick kind of bread, that's a bit fluffy
for cartry.
That's just a sandwich. Yeah, that is.
Yeah,
that's not a panini.
It's just the word for sandwich.
Oh my God. Panini officially might be the word for sandwich, but if you went to a shop and asked for a panini, you're not getting a bit of white bread there. Toasted.
But that's because panini is just the word for sandwich
in
Italian.
I get it, but when
but
you,
you
go to the
because we're still talking about it.
No, because something officially is something, it's not how we colloquially use it.
So hard.
A focaccia is the fat, fluffy one that was like really popular in the early 2000s. No one eats focaccias anymore, and paninis are the ones that are kind of in a oval shape. And then a sandwich is a sandwich, you idiot. You know what a sandwich is.
What's the herbs?
The herbs is not on a panini. The herbs is on the focaccia. Yeah. And sometimes some olives too. Yeah. But that's not a panini.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Don't you now pretend to not care when yesterday you got so annoying about it.
No, I just looked it up.
No.
It's just a usually pressed and grilled sandwich.
Okay, you know full well that if you went to order a toasty, you would ask for a toasty, not a toasted panini.
No, but if I was in Italy, where the word's
from. We're not in Italy. We're in Australia.
I still think what we got the other day was a
yes, we got a focaccia. No, we got a panini.
Yeah, both are true.
Oh, my God. Hannah has a thought. Hannah, yeah. What are you calling about?
So I had a thought, but it's a little bit different. So technically, a banh mi is a French baguette.
Oh, my baguette. God.
Just so you want to know.
But see what – okay, talk to me. I don't care about your banh mi's, but I do care about focaccias and paninis. Hannah, do you know what I mean? That panini might be the official term for anything that's a bit of bread slapped together. But in Australia, panini, focaccia and sandwich are three very different things.
I do agree. I have to agree. I do. I'm sorry, Tommy, you're wrong.
I mean, I...
Oh, that feels so good. That's all I needed.
Okay, so you know...
You've... Like, when you want to talk about banh mi, just you know, let me know.
Let me pick it. You know, you've also put this in for the next break as well.
13:10:60, bikini chat. Panini and focaccia chat.
So... But So what do you want to know?
Just
from people?
More. I want more people like Hannah to tell you.
Hannah,
wrong.
Can you get your friends?
Oh,
to call
Hannah's
in?
Hung up.
Oh, Hannah's gone.
She only is interested in bar me chat.
What?
Well, I'm in a lot of physical pain.
But that's from your broken rib.
Yeah, I know.
Or is that from the panini?
I just said to Sonda before. I said it's nice not to be married, but also to have a glimpse into married life every now and then.
13:10:60. Panini versus focaccia.
Good stuff because you win.
Carrie and Tommy.
David Guetta and Sia. That is Titanium for your Thursday, Arvo. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And on 13:10:60, paninis, focaccias.
I mean, we just had a cupcake that we're not sure if it's a muffin or a cupcake. Tricky foods that cross over, worlds.
And if you're worried, is the chat about muffins and cupcakes going to stop there? Don't worry. We've scheduled in for an hour of tomorrow's show.
No, we were arguing because yesterday we had a sandwich. No, we had a panini. Or do we have a focaccia? Anyway, the point is you think anything that's bit of bread slapped together is a panini because that's what the internet tells you.
I don't think that. That's what the description of a panini is.
Yes, but we know a panini is different to a sandwich and is different to a focaccia when you go to a sandwich shop.
I just think we had a focaccia.
No, we didn't. You haven't had a focaccia since 1998.
No, we had one yesterday.
You didn't. You had a panini yesterday. Sarah.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thoughts?
Thoughts is it's sort of much of a muchness. Focaccia is actually bread, so a panini is a sandwich.
No. Yeah, so you can use it.
So it's a focaccia panini. It's a
Sarah, you're not welcome in this conversation.
That's what we had, Sarah. Thank you.
Sarah, you've not helped. I'm talking about, I don't mean officially. I mean if you went to a sandwich shop.
Not officially is a really hard game to play.
You would order a focaccia panini.
Like, not, Sarah. Panini.
Sarah, be very
like
careful.
It's like ordering a ham and cheese white sandwich.
Which no one ever does.
I do sometimes.
The focaccia is describing the type of bread, not the actual sandwich. Sorry.
I agree, Sarah. No, well done. Well played.
When was the last time you ordered a focaccia panini?
Yesterday.
You didn't. Danny, are you there?
Yeah. Hey, so I've been listening to your debate. So as for a starter, that moon-shaped one's called a croissant, not whatever terminology you used.
The banh mi.
Yeah, so if you go to a shop, like you're saying, you wouldn't say panini, they'd say, what the hell are you talking about? it'd be croissant, toasty, sandwich, wrap.
Yeah, or, because panini just covers all of them.
Whatever panini is, like, just throw that out there. No one knows what
that is. Are we getting panini or fanini?
Yeah.
It sounds fanini.
Maybe thank you or no thank you later on today.
And for you being right, like, you can't call every single sandwich that you put together the same thing.
Yeah.
They're just going to be like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Go home.
I don't even know who's...
She's saying you can't just call all of the things paninis.
No, I'm she not. Said you can't call
sorry, paninis.
Paninis. Yeah.
Peter.
Peter, welcome to the Nut House.
Who's that, me? Yeah. Hi. Can you guys stop? Can you guys stop the break?
Carrie and Tommy. Sam Smith and Kim Petras for your Thursday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little driving you home.
And we've got to apologise to a caller because our caller said just before when we were doing our fascinating and scintillating bread chat.
Panini versus focaccia.
Kind of.
Well, you think they're all paninis. Panini is different to a focaccia, which is different to a sandwich.
No, I just think we ate a focaccia. But anyway.
We ate a panini.
But Peter called in and he said, you guys need to stop. And we thought he meant the segment and we agreed. And so we stopped. But we got him back because, Peter, we understand.
Had thoughts.
Yeah,
hi,
didn't.
Hi, guys.
Yeah. Hey, Pete, what are you? You're quite passionate about this.
I'm frustrated because I'm starving.
Yeah, yeah, fair
I'm
enough.
Hungry. I'm hungry, yeah. But it's not panini, it's panino. It's got an O at the end.
Oh, my God.
Panino.
The whole conversation in the last 20 minutes,
yeah.
You're talking about plural. Panini, you can't say panini. It doesn't make any sense. Panini is when you go and buy 20 panini, that's okay. But if someone has a panino, they have a roll. And the roll could be round, it could be oval, it could be oblique. It doesn't matter what the shape of the panino. So you talk about baguettes and all that, and yes. Croissants. We're very passionate about our bread. I had a cafe for 30 years. And And I'm really, really passionate because you got no hope. You're outnumbered from the girls. The girls have got you. They got you down pat. You've got no hope.
So am I wrong?
No, you're right in a sense, but But also, I don't know why she's laughing, but in a sense, she's thoroughly wrong because you're talking about something that you're talking about a bag full or a basket full of bread. When really you should be talking, if you're going to talk English, you say, it's panino. You had a panino, and there's focaccia.
Is it focaccio?
No, focaccia. It's an A. That's female. Panino is a male. I don't know why. Us Italians are very difficult.
Yes.
How's your panino? Show us your panino.
There's more than one. Peter, so I just need to know, just for the records, you said I was wrong, but you said Carrie was very wrong. So does that mean, and you can be the final say on this, do I win?
The final say is that the girl's always right, even when they're wrong.
Yeah, damn it. I knew that was the case.
So why? I don't know why you fight it. Just grin and bear it.
I will do. Thank you, Peter.
Carrie's always right, and I never spoke to Carrie.
I agree. That is the smartest lesson I've been taught.
Tom, you're a good man.
Thank you, Peter.
Thanks, Peter.
Bye.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Thursday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now. Honestly, what's with all these old dudes having kids?
Oh, Pacino?
82.
I thought he was 83. He's a young
spring fan. Chicken.
Yeah, but she's getting up there as well, isn't she? 29.
He's about to become a dad for the fourth time. He already has a daughter.
I reckon you're viewing it wrong. Because when the kid's 18, he'll only be 100.
Who was the guy we had a few months ago that's pregnant?
De Niro.
Yeah, what was he?
79. I think.
Oh my God!
Wait, how old is his oldest kid?
That is a very good question.
Well, De Niro's oldest kid was in his 50s. It was like 55. Yeah.
She has daughter Julie, 33, with ex-girlfriend Jan Tarrant, as well as twins Olivia and Anton, 22. So he got started quite late. What's 33? So he had his first at 49, is that right?
Yeah. But
I think one of her exes was Clint Eastwood, so she has actually gone
Mick Jagger.
She's gone for the hot younger thing.
She dated him when she was 22 and he was 74, as well as billionaire Nicholas Berggruen, who is 61.
I mean, that's barely in her hitting range.
Yeah. Mm. She loves a great personality.
Is that what she loves?
Yeah.
Are any of them broke? No, because I just meant personality's not a, you know, that could be... I'm just always interested.
Hey, this is fun. Hmm. Kim Cattrall, she's going to return to the Sex and the City reboot. So apparently, after saying she wouldn't come back, she's done a secret little cameo in the upcoming season 2 of the Sex and the City reboot. Apparently, in the scene, she takes a call from Sarah Jessica Parker's character, Carrie. So you remember in the other one, they were texting all the time. That was as much as you saw of her in the show. And in this one, she takes a phone call. It's a very, very short little bit, and it's not confirmed, but apparently she filmed it on the 22nd of March in New York City.
How short are we talking? Are we talking Carrie and Bluey short?
I think it'll be more than 8 words.
Okay.
Yes. Great news.
Yeah.
You know I'm very excited about Def Leppard and Motley Crue.
Yeah, you're a huge Motley Crue fan.
I am a Def Leppard absolute fan. It's not what I thought.
What's your favourite Def Leppard song?
Oh, it's tricky. There's so many. I'm looking at this news article and they don't mention any for me to find. Is one of them...
I don't know.
Yeah, isn't Tommy...
Oh, you took...
Oh, you're talking Motley Crue.
Tommy
Crew
Lee.
Now?
No, but
isn't
you're talking
one
that's
of them?
Motley Crue.
Oh, is that Motley Crue, not Def Leppard?
You'd know some Motley Crue.
Would I?
Yeah.
Nah.
Jump?
Yeah.
Is that...
Oh, it's Jump. Yeah. No, that's Van Halen.
Yeah, are they coming?
No.
Pour some sugar.
Pour some sugar. What's that? Pour some sugar on me. Who's that?
That's
Def Leppard.
Oh, my God. I can see them because they're going to rock out in stadiums across Australia.
Yes. You'll be there.
3 exclusive Aussie dates in 2023. Going to be at Brisbane Suncourt.
3 exclusive Aussie dates.
I don't know. I'm just reading off a sheet of paper.
Sure.
Brisbane Suncourt Stadium, November 8.
That's fun.
Giant Stadium in Sydney, November 11. And then Marvel in Melbourne on November 14.
So you'll be there?
I'll see you there, guys.
Front row, Devil Horns out. Yeah.
What's up?
Carrie and Tommy.
Tiesto and Tate McRae. That is 10:35. It's Carrie and Tommy for your drive home this afternoon.
And because it's been a hot minute, but I had a bit of time in my own brain, and guess what? I've decided it's time to change the world again.
Carrie and Tommy's genius idiot.
It's actually started from a discussion we were having about Kit Kats and how they come in fingers, and perhaps we should bring out the Kit Kat thumbs.
It wasn't really a conversation. Oh. You just said, should we bring out Kit Kat thumbs? And I was like, nah.
Why? Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Why did you they like bring it? Out? Yeah, but remember they had Kit Kat Chunky. Why did they that's not call it thumbs?
That's exactly what I said. Yep.
But imagine short little stumpy ones of those.
Yeah, we so just break like it in half and that's what chunky. It is.
Yeah, again,
yeah, but they should have called it thumbs.
Yes, thank you, Jesse.
But thumbs are nowhere near as delicious as fingers.
As what do you chunky. Mean? Kids suck on thumbs more than fingers.
True.
Actually, that is true. But think about when you've got something so tasty that you need to lick your fingers. You don't lick your thumb, you lick your fingers.
But you lick your thumb as well. Are you only picking stuff up with your fingers?
I just feel like thumbs are a very aggressive kind of chunky fat thing, whereas fingers are more delicate, you know. Are we still talking about food?
I don't know. I don't know. Also, Kit Kat delicate fingers is not a bad idea. Really thin ones.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But, Jesse, I know, I appreciate, I'm going to aim this at you because Bickmore is just going to shoot my balloon of
yeah,
ideas
you need a
down.
I'm here for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So one of my favourite snacks is burger rings. And I'm also aiming this at you, Jesse, because
I'm
know Carrie hates
them. I'm not even a burger ring at all, yeah.
Why do you, how do you hate them?
Just wouldn't be my go-to choice. I don't like the flavour. I'd go a twisty before I'd go a burger ring any day.
Yeah, and you'd go a cheesel before you go a burger ring.
Absolutely. Yeah. Even then, I'm not that into cheesels either.
Oh
yeah!
Wait, what? Jesse, you're not into cheesels? Oh my god!
Yeah.
But Jesse, for the purpose
I'm
of
more
this,
of a Red Rock Deli kind of girl.
Someone's done it.
I'm not. I'm not. I
you
do
are.
Love it. No, I don't actually. I would go a Samboy over them any day.
Well, now you're just trying to make yourself relatable.
This whole chat has just followed up from panini and focaccia chat. Is this hour just going to be us talking about food?
Hang on. You bought the panini and focaccia stuff. I've just got 3 minutes to talk about my little idea.
Okay, what's your idea?
Jesse.
Yes.
You know how burger rings are great.
Yes.
But you know how there's only one flavour.
Yes.
And there are heaps of different types of burgers.
True.
Do you think we could make a different flavour burger ring?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Where I'll quickly ask. Carrie, what's your favourite burger to
cheeseburger.
Order?
Cheeseburger.
See, even a cheeseburger ring would be so good.
Big Mac.
Well,
remember, I've been obsessed
ring.
With the Big Mac sauce.
What about an ultimate ring. Double whopper?
Oh, it is. Why do I like the Big Mac sauce, but I don't like a burger ring?
It's great. I reckon you should go back and try a burger ring.
Maybe I should.
Yeah. Jesse, what's your favourite burger?
Ultimate double whopper with angry onions.
I'm going to keep chicken going. Burger. Chicken burger. Sonder. What about we make a chicken burger ring?
Genius.
Aren't they just like chicken twisties?
Yes, but how well have they gone?
Do they do as well as a normal twisty?
I don't know, but they're still around.
They are still around.
So are you in?
I'll just stick to my chicken twisties, I think. But I reckon it'd take off. They should try.
Okay.
Do you want to tell everybody what you also said when you wanted to make the Kit Kat thumbs? I really think this could take off. I think we could commit to it and we could make it a thing.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but now I'm... Yep. No. See you tomorrow.
Idiot.
Oh, F4.
Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, it is. And coming up a little bit later on, or at any point this afternoon, you could get a call from a random number giving you a trip to Paris with us.
Sorry,
I mean, we
haven't...
promise that we
that
are.
That was the weird. I didn't know what you were talking about there. So any time this afternoon, you could get a call from a random number. I was like, Jesse, don't tell me your afternoon plans. Like,
our studio's falling apart.
Yes, sorry. We're having some technical problems, and we thought our cameraman had fixed it, but he just placed the camera upside down.
Yeah. We were hanging from the roof.
But yes, hey, Pink in Paris is happening soon, so yes, stay by your phone.
Yes, but up next, thank you or no thank you. Yeah. And I'm assuming I'm going to say a big no thank you with an F. When you open the backpack that you have, that it's been closed for 6 months from when you went hiking. It's got all your hiking gear in it that you wore without having a shower for 7 days. You haven't opened it. You're going to do it live on air very soon.
I thought you were going to do it. I thought that's the jeopardy. I could have opened it at any time.
No, why
would
haven't.
I? Why would I open it
because
now?
Because you spew easily, so you're going to be the one that opens it.
But I've been able to resist
and
for 6 months.
And you're going to do a big...
Sounds like your thing.
Thank you. No, thank you next.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Thursday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. I should say your Thursday afternoon.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
No.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
Oh, that makes me so drunk. When there's something in your life that you really like, you say thank you.
Thank you. But if there's something going on that can take a hike, you say no thank you.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Carrie and Tommy's thank you or no thank you.
Should we start by order of irritation?
Mm-hmm.
Like, does your one, does it mildly irritate you or does it really
No, really irritates me. It's an incredible irritation that I think would be shared the country over.
Okay, Jesse, have you got anything that beats
Mine's
that?
Mine's really irritating.
Yeah, but we'll have to go with rank
go with
on
the
this,
boss.
Carrie.
Yeah.
Mine is charger related. Here's my thoughts on chargers.
Yeah.
A big no thank you to my children who remove every charger in the house and put it in another room and so I can never find it. So every time I go to charge my phone... I can't find a charger. And then I have to look under beds, beside beds, up bloody cupboards. They take to watch their iPads. The places I find those chargers, I can never find it when I want it. I put my name on my chargers now so they all know it's mine. No respect. Still don't care. Move around. The other thing I'd like to say.
Do you write mum on it or Carrie?
Carrie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it goes missing at work too.
Does it?
Not looking at any of you specifically. Definitely am. The other thing I would like to say a big no thank
Just
you
sorry,
to.
Sorry, was that no thank you no to thank your you. Kids or to chargers?
Well, to my kids in relation to chargers.
Okay.
Otherwise, I say a big thank you to my children. They're the best thing ever.
Well, what's something they've done that's equally as good as the negative of the...
Just being them.
But them is removing charger cables.
Nah, they're the best bit of every day. Thank you, Apart beautiful people. Actually, coffee first. Thank you to coffee. But the other thing about chargers is why we need more than one type of charger. It should be, the legal requirements must be that every single electronic piece of equipment has to have the same universal charger. Government should bring it in. I don't know why we allow one particular company to continue to change their charges every 6 months.
Oh, God, these calls are going to be changed.
No, I just think we should have a universal charger.
What do you think about vaccinations as well? Should we?
Like, you know, when you used to get universal.
Are the new iPhones going to have a different cord again now?
No, they're not, are they?
Oh, while we're on the topic of chargers.
No, thank you, if that
happens. While we're on the topic of chargers, can I just give a little thank you to these contactless chargers that we have here in the studio? Because if you get your phone on just the right angle,
sometimes,
you've
got to swivel it to the left,
occasionally,
bump it up,
maybe they
up
charge
the
a bit.
And they get really
hot. Isn't that technology awesome?
Amazing.
And you can't use your phone while it's on it. It's real. It is real good.
What have you got?
I want to give a pretty big no thank you. And you touched on it before. It's from the coffee world,
mm-hmm.
and it's to baristas who are so up their own ass and they don't want to burn the bean that they make a lukewarm coffee for you, and you're meant to be appreciative.
Yeah.
We're coming into winter. I want to hold a hot coffee. Mm. Burn my milk. I don't care.
See, no, I want to say no thank you to baristas that burn the milk, though. Yeah. I mean, is it that hard to get it right there in the middle in the sweet spot?
What's the sweet spot? I thought they said the sweet spot is like under. That's cold, though.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is that how coffee's meant to be?
Yeah,
lukewarm.
It's gross.
Oh, is that what you get when you go to like Italy and stuff?
Don't know.
I don't think the Italians have it with much milk. Maybe that's where we're going wrong. We add all the milk to it.
What do they have?
I think it's just a bit more black coffee, isn't it?
Is it?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Jesse boy.
I've got a bedroom-related no thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. You know
how... He said it was a big no thank you too.
Yeah. No, didn't he say it really irritates him?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, rash. What do you think?
A headboard on a bed is fine.
Oh. Jeez.
But a footer on the end of a bed, like the...
A footer? What's a footer?
Some of those beds have like the wooden thing on the end of the bed.
Oh, sorry. I haven't told Carrie. Jesse sleeps in a car-shaped bed.
Yeah. And it's really annoying.
To what a 10-year-old
A racing car bed. Yeah. Oh, you're just saying a bed frame. You mean
the frame thing at the end of the bed. Why?
Can I add to that?
What do you mean? Because you're too tall and your feet go over the edge.
Yeah, and then you like your ankles are lying on wood. No,
otherwise, they'd be lying on nothing, though.
Yeah, no, that's fine. That's better.
Can I add to that, Jesse boy?
Yes.
I'd like to give a big no thank you to beds that have frames that come outside of the mattress. So they don't go up. You can't see them. They're not visible.
Perfect.
But then
for
you just hit them with your shin.
Yeah. No,
oh, my Lord.
Hey, can you get long mattresses? You know how you can get king size, it can get wide. If you're super tall, can you get a long mattress or you just have to sleep curled up?
I think they're just kings, aren't they?
Yeah,
kings but are they longer long. Or are
kings
they just wider?
Yeah.
Oh.
Did you think kings were just singles but real wide?
But I assumed all mattresses were the same length. They were just different. A single and a double and a queen and a king were just different widths.
But you know, the single you slept on when you were a kid, you think you were in the same length.
Isn't that the same length as a double? A single, it's just halved?
No, I don't think a double is bigger. I think a queen is bigger and a king's bigger.
So a double is just two singles.
I think it is.
We've had some fascinating conversations
today. We're really getting into the nitty gritty, aren't we?
Back to focaccia panini chat if you missed us earlier in the show. Don't. 13 10 60, what do you want to say? Thank you or no thank you?
Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Thursday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Thank you. No, thank you.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
Oh, it's so cross.
When there's something in your life that you really like, you say thank you.
Thank you.
But if there's something going on that can take a hike, you say no, thank you.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Carrie and Tommy's thank you or no thank you.
Yes.
Phil, what are you calling about? Phil. What do you want to say thank you or no thank you to, Phil?
Well, I was ringing up to say, yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
But the beds that you are describing are a little bit bigger than single beds. You know the double bed that you were talking about?
Yeah, so double bed isn't just a single twice the width. It's also longer, is it?
Yes, it's about 4 centimetres or 3 centimetres bigger.
And then do they keep getting bigger with queens and kings?
Well, I used to make beds at the Pacific in Sydney, Wider Pacific in Sydney, where they made all the double beds, single beds, and the queen beds. Yeah, and the three-quarter
beds. Sorry, Who put that through, Jesse?
All of the producers have just
People
run
are keen
away.
To bed chat.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay, you can go back.
No, we're good. Gemma.
Okay.
Gemma, what are you wanting to say thank you or no thank you to?
I want no thank you to long lines in Movie World.
Oh, I agree, Gem. I agree. What's your favourite ride?
The Bugs Bunny.
Bugs Bunny. What about the Batman ride?
I've been on it once and I didn't like it.
Why didn't you like it?
It's too scary.
Yeah.
Gemma,
to be fair, Gemma, maybe you should say a thank you sorry, a thank you. I've got to get my segment right. A thank you to Movie World in general, though, because the lines are slow, but how fun is it?
Not very, because you're in line all day.
Yeah. Yep, good.
Hey, Gemma, Jesse just mentioned a good point. Batman does work on this show. Would you like to speak to Batman quickly?
Yeah.
Hello, Gemma.
Hello.
This is Batman. I heard you were scared of my ride.
Yeah, I'm so scared of it.
Well, I'm not scary. Next time, we can ride together.
Yeah, nice.
Gemma, do you have any questions you want to ask Batman? We've got time. You can just ask him one question if you like.
Are you actually real?
Am I real? Of course I'm real. And I also hate lines, Gemma.
Pretty cool, Gemma, isn't it? We get to work with Batman every day.
Why do you put lines in your ride?
Limes.
No, why do you put lines in your ride?
Lines?
Batman. I think we've broken Batman. Batman.
We said limes, and he was going to have to overthrow the whole of Movie World because they've been putting limes in.
Yeah, maybe a lemon sometimes, lemons, Batman. You know?
Sorry, he's retreated to the cave. Thank you, Gemma.
Gemma broke Batman. Yeah. What an achievement.
I know.
Limes.
Just watching his face as he tried to work out why a citrus fruit had been
causing so many problems.
Yeah, and why an 8-year-old who knew there was a citrus fruit invasion.
Gary.
Right.
Yes.
How are you going today, Gary?
Good. Thank you very much, you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Yep.
What do you want to say? Thank you. Or no, thank you to Gary.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, and what do you want to say? What do you want to say?
No.
What do you want to say?
Thank you with an F, Gary.
An S. Thank you.
No.
Oh, no.
No.
Gary.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hang on. Sorry, Gary. We're just going to have to get Batman back. Can you tell Gary how it works?
It's thank you with an F.
It is. Thank you, Smat Man.
No. Fat Man.
I'm so scared of all these names. Fat Man.
Okay. Batman, Gary, this
Batman
segment,
called himself
instead
Fat
of
Man.
Saying thank you with a T and a H, oh, you no. say thank oh, you okay. with an F, like an F for Fred.
Fat Man.
Yeah, that yep. was, you got him.
Thank, what
you
were you calling up
fat
about?
Fat Man.
What were yeah, you calling you, up about, man. Gary?
When you open that Snapchat bag, fat
yep,
bag,
yep,
yeah,
yep.
with Tommy's fart smells and rotten socks in it.
Yep.
Gary, you I should don't have fart that. In my bag. Do you open your bag and fart in it and seal it back up, Gary?
I'm not that fast.
What were you going to say about it, Gary?
I want to let you guys know that when you do open it,
yes.
make sure, Kerry, that you're not, you haven't got your nose too close to it because obnoxious fumes will come out.
Yes.
Kerry, you may faint.
Do you reckon we should get Batman to open it, Gary?
Well, with a gas detector.
Oh, see, so yeah, Batman, do you have your gas detector on you?
I have two.
Gary, do you want one?
Please. Or yeah. freeze.
Gary and Tommy. Lizzo and SZA, that is special for your Thursday afternoons. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, and whatever health first means to you, NIB is here to help you live it. Start living health first and join NIB today at nib.com.au.
Oh, will man. You spew or not?
I don't think I'm opening it because...
You were definitely opening it.
Why did you get me to bring it in to open it myself?
Because that's good content.
I could have done that at home.
Yeah, but then we wouldn't see it. What
you
are
know
we talking
what?
About?
We're a team.
Yeah.
I reckon we could open it together.
Let's do it next.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy. That is Taylor Swift's Karma for your Thursday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Who's going to open it? You or me?
You.
If you have just joined us, we have a backpack sitting in front of us. Why do we have a backpack sitting in front of us? This is why. You have still not unpacked your suitcase.
It's a backpack.
A backpack
yeah.
that you took travelling six months ago? What's in there?
It's all just hiking stuff.
But didn't you only take like one outfit? Is it just the stuff that hasn't been washed yeah. from that trip?
Uh-huh.
That's disgusting. And you guys didn't shower at all?
Would you like me to bring in the bag?
Oh, my God, that's a great idea. You're
is
opening it.
It. You're opening it right at the end there.
No, yeah, you're opening it.
But I would have. If I wanted to open it, I would have.
I don't want to open it.
As well.
I just think at some point you have to open it because there is clothes in here that need to be washed. You wore them for 7 days straight.
If I've survived without them for 6 months.
Oh, my God, what's in there?
Just have a look.
It's very full. Okay, so am I opening it or
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I reckon. Because I know, like, I've smelt me.
Yeah, but I've also smelt teenage boys. I don't feel like I need to do this just to prove any point. How about we smell it together?
Oh, gross.
Okay. Yeah. What's happening?
Oh, it's being unzipped. Oh. Peeled back, and Tommy's just
it's in a garbage
casually
bag.
Handed yeah, over.
I reckon that
it's
means it was
up.
Wet.
Oh, my God.
Carrie's dived in pretty deep here. Like,
sorry, I've just taken on. I honestly, it was about, feel like I was opening my son's camp bag where I'm just getting in there to get
yeah,
it all out
you
and
really
throw it
are.
In the wash.
See what
oh, she's taking,
in,
she's taking the plastic bag
bags.
Out. Oh, and she's,
what is
her head is flying the
oh,
bag.
Oh, my gosh.
What why would
that?
You do
what
that?
Are they? Why would you lean in with yeah. your head?
Get what a big that? Old whiff.
That's your shoes.
Oh,
yeah.
Are they?
They're not too bad.
Are they mine?
Yeah. Whose bag is this?
I've never seen them.
There's some
you
shoes
hiked,
that you stole.
Must have hiked with them.
Do you reckon?
I don't know.
Maybe.
Is this not your bag?
No.
Oh, my God. Is this not your bag? We're about to open. You can open that one because I reckon that's your clothes in there.
Oh.
Yeah, you do that one.
Oh, there's another plastic bag that has to be untied.
Okay, what's happening?
Does it feel
oh, no, this stinks.
Damp?
Yeah, it does stink because you haven't opened it for 7 months. You haven't opened a backpack for
it
7 months.
It smells like musty.
And
yeah.
you didn't wash while you were on this trip at all. Oh, because it just
oh,
ripped
oh,
no. the bag
oh,
open.
A lot of underpants.
Oh.
You can take them.
Oh, because it's throwing the undies all over him.
Oh, his rib.
Oh, he cares about his rib.
Because it's going in for here? Another crack. She's,
what are they?
It's like Mary Poppins' handbag. It just keeps going.
There's just so much stuff in here. Is this
are they
all
tights?
You wore for 7 days?
Yeah.
Where's the rest of it?
I don't know.
Is that one pair of pants you took?
Yeah, remember I only took one glove and I had to hire all the stuff. See those pants pickers? Mm. See how thin they are?
Yeah.
It was minus five at the
oh
top.
My God, you're
so I had to hire Adidas 3-strap trackies.
Oh, you took some sanitizer with you?
Yeah, it was Africa. It was. Like we were remote. We
what's
didn't have any
there?
Water.
I'm so scared to put my hands in these pockets.
Oh,
there's
what
your
is
one
that?
Glove. Okay, I'm done here.
Are we done?
Yep. So what did we learn there? That you're
I don't
a brat?
Know. Why would I just don't unpack your bags?
I mean, to be fair, you could have just chucked all of that bag out. I reckon you would have missed none of that.
No. You
oh, no.
made me bring it in.
I know. Listen to me all the time.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Thursday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And guys, can we give away another trip to Paris now or we got to wait a bit longer?
Oh, sorry. Today we can. I don't know how to say that in French.
No.
We can. At some point later today.
If you've been
just do it in an accent.
Keep your phone by you because we could be
you know I
anytime.
Can speak in an accent.
Okay.
we will do it later today.
That was good.
Because going to Italy or France?
It is, I don't know. Somewhere in the middle. We're going to go into a border town.
A Bordeaux town.
Very good, Jess. Because, as you know, it is not long till we go to Paris.
Oh.
And so, how's your French coming along?
Well, terrible. You know, I asked you if we could do French lessons together and you arrogantly didn't answer me for a few days. And then when I followed up, said, sorry, it's just that you and I would be like in different levels because I speak French.
That's true.
You don't. Yeah.
I didn't say that. I said I'm fluent.
Yeah. In fact, we've got a little bit of what you said.
I was speaking French. I speak French. That's all in English. In case you were trying to decipher. What's he saying?
Yeah.
That was in English.
Yeah, so I did want to take French lessons. I wanted to go there. So I've even downloaded the app. The little app I've got on my phone here. Where is it? It says Bubble or Babel. And each day it
that one says Raya.
No. Each day.
Oh, sorry, next to it. I'm
each
so
day,
sorry.
Yeah, there's
and
a few
below
other.
Tinder. Jeez, have you already
set
your
on
pin?
There as well?
Have you already set your pin for Paris? Is that why we're going? Oh, see pink in Paris. Well done.
Anyway, there's a word a day that this gives you, and then I did it for 2 days, and I already got stuck.
What are your two words?
Ça va.
Yeah.
And bonjour.
That's good.
And that's all I got. So, yes, I would love to learn French, but not with you because you already know how to speak it.
Well, here's the thing. I thought my fluent could perhaps get a bit more fluent. And so I've organised a French tutor for us. Her name's Ariane, and she joins us now. Ariane, g'day. Oh, sorry. Bonjour.
Hey, how are you
doing? So sorry. Oh, no. No, hang on. We are doing English. Ça va bien? Et toi?
Oui, super. Merci.
Oh, Vickers, have a go.
Oh, no, I don't need to because I don't know how to speak it, but you're fluent, so you guys have a chat. Off you go.
That was us just chatting then.
No, that was just your greetings.
Ariane, j'ai 38 ans et toi?
J'ai 28 ans.
Oh, she's 10 years younger than me.
That's in English. Keep talking in. Did you ask her age?
Yeah.
That was your opening. How old are you to a woman?
Yeah, because I only know how to say I'm this old. and then I only know to say et toi at the end of stuff.
It's so rude. You need a better opening line if you're going to go to France.
Well, I did. I started with hello. Okay, because you try an opening line in English.
Oh, Ariane, how long have you been speaking French for?
Oh, hang on. I can try that. Combien de temps vous parlez français?
Depuis ma naissance.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
something years. Ariane, can you say
of
it again?
Of course it's something years. You're hopeless.
Ariane,
I can't
you say
believe
it again?
The arrogance of, yeah. I won't do lessons with you because I'm fluent.
I don't know what you don't understand about French culture, but arrogance is the first thing you have to adopt. Ariane, is there anything, can you say another sentence for me and I can see if I understand?
J'habite à Melbourne depuis 7 ans.
Oh, yeah, you live in Melbourne and something at the end.
I've been living in Melbourne for 7 years. Not too bad.
Oh, it's that years one that you've been
for something years.
Give us a line that we might need to know when we're in France and we'll see if we can work it out.
Le soleil joue à cache-cache, and that means like the sun plays hide and seek, and it's when the weather keeps changing.
Okay, so we're going to have to wait till the sun's playing hide and seek over in Paris. Le soleil cache-cache.
Joue à cache-cache. Yeah, almost got it.
I'm more interested in hearing you and Ariane have more conversation. So, Mr. Fluent, keep it up.
Je voudrais une baguette avec jambon. avec jambon et fromage et Ariane.
A cheese and ham baguette for lunch?
Yeah. Now I'm going to ask Ariane if she'd like me to
order. Are you going to speak
anything
the whole time away by going,
Ariane, why do French people do that?
What do people, French people do what?
Yeah, I've noticed you haven't done it once. Ariane, do you ever go, when you speak?
I'll be honest, not really.
Would it sound weird if I do that a lot over there?
It will sound cute. It will sound like you're trying really hard.
Oh, my God. Even the French teacher saying to you, you'll sound cute when you cannot speak French, you arrogant ass.
Turns out the opening line of my age wasn't the worst one.
So infuriating. Ariane, speaking now to Tommy, having had a chat with him, if you walked away and someone said, how is his French, would you say fluent?
No, definitely not.
Pas mal?
I would say it's not too bad. Like,
Ariane, can you teach me over the next 2 weeks?
Oh, I'd be delighted to.
Are you just going to have one-on-one, the fluent man's going to get French. What about the woman that can't speak French that wanted to go to French lessons and you went, oh, sorry, we'll be in different classes.
But we would be in different classes, wouldn't we, Ariane, me and Carrie?
I'm sure Carrie could pick it up very quickly.
Thank you, Ariane.
Do you want to give Carrie a sentence to say? Let's see how she goes.
Are you a mum, Carrie?
Yes, I am. Three.
Strong opening.
Mum of three. Then I'm sure you could say, je suis une maman super cool, which means I'm a really cool mom.
Je m'amuse, je suis cool.
Je suis. Une maman.
Je suis.
Une maman.
Et maman.
Super cool.
Je suis pas cool.
Half of super it's literally cool. English.
Yeah, English. Super cool.
But I'm a fun mom. Super cool mom.
Yeah, it's like I'm a really cool mom.
Yeah, cool.
So I'm going to be walking around saying I'm 38. And they're going to walk to the person next to me and just going to go, I'm a super cool mum. And they'll go, what a team.
The super cool mum, je cache-cache.
Oh.
It's Ariane.
You're amazing, Ariane.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie back on the tools.
Well, web guy Eli, who used to bring us our facts every afternoon at 5 p.m., has decided he's hanging up the tools.
Hey, maybe not, because I asked him before about it and read into this what you will, but I thought it was a bit kind of on the fence. He said, I hate doing it.
Yeah. He doesn't like the sound of his own voice and he thinks his facts are boring. I think his facts are awesome and I really love you being part of this segment and I really love Sammy being part of this segment and I'm disappointed that you're not going to do it. So until you change your mind, I will bring your facts for you. And I'm going to do them in such a boring way that you'll force yourself to come on and correct me. Actually, if I just say them wrong, do you think we'll jump on the mic?
You're doing what husbands do all around the country where they cook really badly.
Well, if you guys think that that's a way to a woman's heart, you are very wrong.
I mean, sure, it'll mean you never have to cook again.
No, I just think it's so irritating. Do the washing wrong and no one will ask me to wash again.
That's what you've just done with the fact thing.
I have. but I haven't given it to you yet.
Okay.
So we've got Alanis Morissette's Ironic coming up.
Yep.
Couple of things about that.
Yes.
Didn't realise till Eli told me before that she was 20 at the time that song came out.
Yes.
Which producer Pitt pointed out, maybe that's why she didn't understand irony at the time.
Mm-hmm. It's one of the most well-worn jokes of all time. Well done, both Pippa and Carrie.
Thank you.
But Jagged Little Pill, which is where that song was from, which album, was the best-selling international debut album by any female artist. And it's also the third biggest-selling album, 33 million copies sold worldwide by a female artist. And that will never be topped because of the way albums and music is sold these days. And if you want a comparison, number one was Whitney Houston. And that was the Bodyguard soundtrack, which was 45 million. And number two, who do you think it was?
Celine Dion.
Oh, close. Ooh. Close. Gosh, why wasn't Celine up there, actually?
Celine is number four.
Oh, here he goes.
Got him. Celine is number four and number five.
Ooh. Oh, is she?
Yeah. For Falling Into You, and I forget what the other one was. But number two is another fellow Canadian.
Oh.
She used to be your ringtone to wake up to in the morning.
Shania.
Man, I feel like a woman.
Bam, 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 bam.
Let's go, Eli, girls.
Oh, that's very good.
Yeah. Thank you, Eli, for your contribution. Back same time tomorrow.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Thursday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Join Carrie and Tommy in Paris.
All right.
In a VIP suite.
What else could you want?
To see one of the biggest artists in the world. Pink, you lucky f***ers.
Pink.
Pink. Y'all ready to fun?
Pink in Paris.
With Carrie and Tommy.
Bonjour, it's Pink. Enchanté, merci.
What about us?
Accommodation and a VIP suite to see Pink in Paris.
Miss Carrie and Tommy. Pink's album, Trustful, is out now.
Because this is exciting.
Couple of weeks to go and we will be heading to Paris to see Pink, taking a whole lot of friends of the show with us.
Yes. One of those people who's on the line now is our carryover champ, Kylie. G'day, Kyles.
Hey, Tommy.
You are so close. You are just two correct answers away from coming to Paris with us. Is that how the words work?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Sorry, Kyles. I've got how to speak for
or coming to Pink with us, either or.
Coming from Pink to Paris with... Anyway, Kylie, I can't talk. How are you feeling?
I feel sick.
Okay. Is that related to your nervousness or just have you got COVID?
No, nerves.
No time between now and then to get COVID, Kylie. But you've got some competition today because we've got Jade on the line. Hey, Jade.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How much do you want to win the trip to Paris to see Pink? Have you seen Pink before?
No, I haven't. I've never managed to get tickets. She sells out so far.
And how long have you loved Pink for?
Oh, since I was like 8, I think. I really enjoy lots of her old songs.
Amazing. Well, Jade, you just have to do nothing but sit back and wait and hope that Kylie stuffs up and then you'll go through to tomorrow with a chance.
Jade, are you a good person? Are you like, because a lot of our callers have been like, even though they want to win the trip, they've been wishing the other caller luck. Are you going to wish Kylie good luck or are you just
going to... of course, especially from yesterday. I heard her at yesterday's show. So, yeah, I wish her a lot of luck.
Thank you.
Kylie, you know the rules, but just for everyone listening, we're going to say them again quickly. We are going to play a Pink song in French. After the lyrics finish, you've got 10 seconds. We don't say anything before then. So you've got 10 seconds to get the answer out. We take your first answer. It has to be the exact song title, and you have to get the full answer out before the buzzer goes off. Are you ready to go?
Not really, but sure.
Okay. Ma jolie, ma jolie, ses aubaines ne te sont plus comme si tu étais
moins que parfaite. Perfect.
Ooh, Kyle, bold words to let go on radio.
Sorry about the explicit, but I didn't know which to go.
That's okay. We told you it has to be the exact words of the song.
And you know what, Kylie?
Yeah.
It was perfect.
Yeah, there you go.
You're through to tomorrow.
Right.
You just got to hold on for one more day, Kylie, and then you could be coming to Paris with us.
Okay. Thank you. Oh, my God. I don't know what to do. Oh, my God. Thanks.
Are you going to sleep tonight? What are you going to do? You got to do something to get... Yeah.
My nerves are shot.
Thanks for getting involved, Jade. You can, of course, enter again. Hopefully we speak to you again.
Yeah, congratulations, Kylie.
Thanks, Jade.
That's all right.
Kyles.
Yep.
Just one more.
Thanks.
We'll speak to you tomorrow, okay?
Put pressure on me, hey?
No, you're good. You've done nothing but soar so far.
Okay. I'll speak to you guys tomorrow.
Take care, Kyles. Bye.
Heaps more trips to give away as well. So if you would like to come and see Pink in Paris, we're going to be playing again tomorrow. Grab the code word in Brekkie at 8:30. It is all thanks to Specsavers. Get 50% off all lens options like light reactive, clarity enhancing and reflection reducing lenses. Limited time only. T's and C's apply.
Carrie and Tommy.
Guys, we're almost done with the podcast, but we've got the most important thing left to do.
Yes, tomorrow we're giving away another trip to come to Paris with us and see Pink. So if you want a clue for tomorrow morning's code word with Brekkie, what's the clue for the code word, Tommy?
The clue is voulu. Vuku chez avec moi ce soir.
Got it. It's a long clue.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I could have said it quicker.
You could have. Voulez-vous coucher avec moi?
Yeah, it's not as easy as you thought, is it?
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show. Now that the podcast's over, Carrie and Tommy have some time to go and put their health first. With NIB, members get access to healthy services like telehealth appointments and e-scripts delivered straight to your door. Whatever health first means to you, NIB is here to help you live it. Start living health first and join NIB today at nib.com.au.
Bye.
Bye.